Greeted by a small group of supporters chanting for his release, a clean-shaven Zandile Mafe wearing a smart suit jacket appeared in the Cape Town Magistrates Court for the second time on Tuesday, this time to make a formal bail application. Outside of the court, Venetia Orgel, who feeds up to 200 homeless people at Cape Town's Company Gardens, was outraged, saying that his charges were all part of a plot.
Because they have instructions from their bosses, which is all part of a plot. It takes me right back to when I was young. Yes, big bosses involved here. This is a money-making thing, this thing. This was cover up of corruption to the teeth.
I agree with you, ma'am, on that one.
This was cover up of corruption to the teeth. So the best thing they could do was take the first homeless person in front of Parliament.
The 49-year-old was arrested on the 2nd of January near the parliamentary precinct after a devastating fire had broken out in Parliament. The official cause of the blaze has not yet been established. But nonetheless, the state has charged Mafe with two counts of arson, possession of an explosive device, destruction of essential infrastructure, and now a Schedule 6 charge of contravening the Terrorists Act. Mafe was accompanied by new and high-level legal representation in the form of advocate Dali Mpofu, former national chairperson of the EFF. The state presented evidence that Mafe has been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. Following this, the state requested that Mafe be committed to a mental institution for 30-day observation to decide whether he is fit to stand trial. However, Mpofu expressed that Mafe would refuse government-provided meals as a form of protest if he was not granted release.
And he asked us to communicate this directly, that after today, he should no longer be in the custody of the state, and he should no longer be in the custody of the police, and all the things that have happened to him in the last few days, which I don't want to go into, some of them will feature later in the trial itself, should no longer continue. I must just say, Your Worship, that he gave us a long account. My learned junior and my attorney will testify to that. But I would not be able to articulate the full extent of what he says. But one thing that he wants this court and everyone to know, he says that if his bail application does not proceed and he is not released from custody, as from this moment, he will embark on a hunger strike, and he says that that will be to whatever consequences, but he will do that. But I want to make it clear that he says that he's not doing that in order to place any particular pressure on the state, but his reason he articulated, I had to scribble it down so that I don't misrepresent it. He says he does not understand why the government, which was not able to feed him when he was poor outside and fending for himself, now is so keen to feed him for a further period of time. And he is very aggrieved by this, and all the strange attributes of what has happened in the last few days, which I've already outlined to the court, point to him that he is being victimized and targeted, particularly because he is poor. And therefore, he is not prepared to take any food offered by the government under such conditions. He said a lot of things, but I just thought that I should put that matter in its proper context. But he also said that I should communicate to you, your worship, that there is nothing wrong with him. So none of what has been said here can justify the further abuse of his liberty by not granting him bail. And therefore, as he says, he's not prepared to trade his liberty for food.
In response to this statement, the state said that it would not be held ransom by the accused and was determined to oppose Mafe's bid for bail. Despite Mpofu's attempts, the court agreed that Mafe will be remanded to a mental institution for observation for 30 days.
Therefore, the court is making an order that the accused must be committed to an institution, taking into account the number of charges that have been placed against him, even though he's innocent. He is presumed innocent. Those issues will be ventilated at a trial. But for now, based on the recommendation submitted to this court by the state, which has not been rebutted by any other forms of expert evidence, the court is making that order that the accused be committed to a mental institution for the purpose of observation.
Mafe is expected to reappear in court on the 11th of February to stand trial. However, owing to Mafe's determination to undertake a hunger strike while being detained, Mpofu has pleaded with the court that another bail application date be arranged as soon as possible. This is a developing story which we will continue to monitor. For Times Live in the News, I've been Paige Muller.